Now that your picture's in the paper being perfectly admired, and you can have it, a one that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is why.
Hey, back on downtown, it's 5:30 as we head home on a Tuesday. And we could get home without talking to Dennis Price, but it would not be anywhere near as much fun. Hello there, Dennis.
Richard, you're a one-man band.
No, I am that, definitely, yes. Although I feel the presence of Carrie right here in the studio judging me.
Yeah, oh, good. Excellent, excellent. Well, that's good. I'm glad that there's still a little bit of pressure on you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you've been doing this for so long, but you still have things to learn, Richard. There's still room for improvement.
I sure hope so, yeah. If this is as good as it gets, I'm in trouble.
My man. Oh, my gosh. It's so good to speak with you. There's been so much going on in this Central Maine area, and I feel like I want to share it. I want to be passionate about it, and I want to basically just decorate your face with it.
My goodness. May I ask you first how things went with Ready, Set, Go on Sunday?
Oh, my gosh. First of all, what a great set. Second of all, we had an absolute blast. It was I Love Plaid. It was a great exploration of what it means when a town is trying desperately to retain their youth, but still, can't seem to get it right, but still make delicious pies.
I love it. I wish I'd seen that.
There was a lot going on. I'll tell you something. I love doing those. It's so much fun just to be able to play with Jen Shepherd and Larence, and Shelby Burton was in this one, who we've done stuff before. So it was so much fun. And again, that set, oh, my Lord, Richard, that set, I felt like I was at home again. There were so many fun little knickknacks and things like that on that set. That was a really great set.
And they got food on that set, too. Were you able to cook anything up and have a bite to eat?
Buddy, I ate a banana.
Nice.
I had an apple.
Oh, my gosh.
And I also almost took a drink from the liquor/tea bottle. when I say I'm in all the way, baby.
Oh, exactly. Well, I wish I had seen it, but I will think of it and imagine how awesome it was while you're sharing with us the upcoming events that we should look forward to.
Yes, baby. Tilt your head back, get your neck braced, and let me massage you with the words of art happening in Central Maine. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say how much I appreciate all of the support over the last few weeks. Capital City Improv had a ton of shows. We have another show coming up this Friday, and I'm very excited about it, at the Great Falls Comedy Club there in Auburn, Maine. It's at 34 Court Street, and it is a show on Friday, September 22nd, featuring Capital City Improv, and we're calling it Capital City Improv Makes Merry Music. It is an entirely improvised musical show. We're going to play musical improv games. We're going to improvise a long form musical in the second half. It should be a really exciting time. I love to sing. I love to do shows where I sing. So it's going to be a really great time. Capital City Improv Makes Merry Music this Friday night at 7 p.m. It's myself, Amy Rader, Amanda Eaton, and her partner Brendan Daly is going to play music for us. So, again, it's happening. You can get tickets online at greatfallscomedyclub.com. You can get tickets at capitalcityimprov.com, or you can go to Eventbrite and use the keywords Capital City, and it'll take you right there for our improv show. Again, September 22nd, 7 p.m., $15 per ticket. But that's not the only thing going on. I want to tell you about our friends up at Somerset Abbey. Somerset Abbey used to be a church, but now it's a beautiful performance venue that hosts all types of acts in downtown Madison, Maine. And this Friday, September 21st at 7 p.m., it's Once an Outlaw. It is a barn burner of a show. Should be fun. It's like Outlaws, you know, in the outlaw country is happening. Basically, Once an Outlaw is a band formed by former members of the legendary Southern rock band, The Outlaws. I'm sure it's going to be a rock and roll. I mean, it's going to be an amazing show, Richard. Once an Outlaw happening. Somerset Abbey, 98 Main Street in Madison, Maine. Again, 98 Main Street in Madison, Maine. SomersetAbbey.com. That's ABBEY. Check it out online, SomersetAbbey.com. The Theater at Monmouth is getting back to their Gilbert and Sullivan roots, my good man. The show going on right now, it's the last weekend of a celebration of Gilbert and Sullivan featuring Cox and Box. Cox and Box is a brief farce that opens the show. The second half of the show is more like a Gilbert and Sullivan retrospective with some of the Gilbert and Sullivan most recognizable hits being sung. It should be an incredible time. I can't wait. I'm going to go see it this weekend. A celebration of Gilbert and Sullivan, Cox and Box, is the last show of the 54th season of the Theater at Monmouth, which is happening right now. They are looking to do their 55th season next year, and we are going to have more information of that as we go through. But guaranteed, this is going to be fun. Theater at Monmouth presents a celebration of Gilbert and Sullivan featuring Cox and Box. It plays again this Thursday, Thursday the 21st, Friday the 22nd, and Saturday the 23rd. Sunday it closes on the 24th at 1 p.m., and it should be, again, a great show. For tickets, check out theateratmonmouth.org, theateratmonmouth.org, or call their box office, 933-9999. Now, Rich, I want to tell you something else going on at the Great Falls Comedy Club. It's not just Capital City Improv. On September 23rd, Saturday at 7:30 p.m., Great Falls Comedy Club presents J.J. Jones, a special Saturday night comedy show. Great Falls Comedy Club presents J.J. Jones with Zach Valencia and hosted by Nick Gordon. Seating is at 7 p.m. Tickets are $15. And again, you can get tickets at greatfallscomedyclub.com. You know, otherwise, things at Johnson Hall are a little quiet right now. They get started back in October, and we'll have more information about that. But I wanted to wrap up, Richard, by letting people know that the Friends of Cumston Hall, which is a nonprofit organization that raises money and awareness for Cumston Hall and helps pay for things above and beyond what the town pays for, the Friends of Cumston Hall are sponsoring their 15th Apple Fest 5K on September 30th. Apple Fest is a time in Monmouth that celebrates its apple harvesting history and heritage. And on Saturday, September 30th at 8 a.m., the Friends of Cumston Hall present the Apple Fest 5K. This is a run, jog, walk. It doesn't matter. We give away great prizes. We have door prizes. We have all kinds of fun medals, trophies to the overall winners, pies, bags of apples. Richard, it's going to be a great time. You can check it out on runreg.com, RUNREG.com, keyword Cumston. And you can get there, and you can register for our race for $25. You are in the running for door prizes. You also get a free long-sleeve cotton T-shirt, because we know how crisp those September-October mornings can be when you're going running. Free T-shirt, free raffle ticket, and all kinds of fun swag. Some light breakfast served as well, and yours truly doing the award ceremony. Again, runreg.com, keyword Cumston. For the Friends of Apple, Friends of Cumston Hall Apple Fest 5K. Rich, that is always a fun time, and it's happening next week.
That is fabulous, Dennis. I still treasure, and now that those cooler days are here, I will roll out once again my beautiful maroon I'm a Friend of Cumston Hall long sleeve T-shirt.
Yes, we love giving away Cumston swag. We love people to represent our little building. I do love it so, Richard, as you know. I hope we have some folks sign up. Right now, we usually have about 100 to 120 racers, and it's a nice way of transitioning. 8 o'clock hour race. By 9 o'clock, we start awards. There's a breakfast downtown. There's a band downtown. There's all kinds of fun stuff happening in downtown Monmouth that day. It's Apple Fest 2023.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. Hope your week goes splendidly, and we'll chat with you again next Tuesday.
Well, I appreciate that, Richard. And as I always like to remind your audience, There are artists out there in Maine, wherever you are, working hard to share their passion, their heart and soul, and their work with you. So whether you are buying a ticket in person or whether you're streaming to the comfort of your own home, do me a favor. Get out there and see something.
See you next time, Dennis.
Bye.